Alex, we'll be hearing all the latest on Suez, shipper surcharges, and I'm just mentioned there, they're not just to do with the Red Sea. This Gemini tie-up between Maersk and Hapag-Lloyd. But let's start with one of the biggest M&A deals we've seen recently. CMA CGM, the French carrier with a whole bunch of subsidiaries, including Civil Logistics, is close, we believe at least, to closing its Euro 5 billion purchase of Bolloré Logistics. Our very own Ali Pesetti, reporting on Lowstar Premium, thinks this deal creates a new supply chain powerhouse, every bit as transformative as anything Maersk is doing on the integrator front. Please do tell us more.
Yes, well, personally, I think CMA has perhaps been less honest than Maersk about turning into an integrator. And I think that's a bit of a problem for them. They're still trying to persuade forwarders that they're neutral, but it is getting more difficult because they keep buying forwarders. It's not just Bolloré. CMA CEVA announced they're taking over Wincanton too, which is £765 million in enterprise value. It's a UK logistics company that began life as a milk delivery company, apparently, which I haven't known. And it will certainly boost CEVA operations in the UK. It's not huge. It will add about 10% of revenues to CMA's logistics businesses. But it may actually not end there. According to Lowstar Premium, which really is where you get all the good stuff, CMA CGM also has Geodis on its radar. So there's that. But I mean, Mike, it's a lot to integrate for them. It's going to be really complex. And there's already a certain amount of disquiet within CMA and CEVA. Insiders say that CEVA is really struggling financially, both pre-COVID and post-COVID. There's been a lot of cost-cutting. By some counts, there's 100 staff were cut in Latin America last year, another 100 from Asia. And we've also heard from an insider that all the senior leadership now is middle-aged white men, which is sort of disappointing. Slightly off topic, though. But yeah, there's a lot going on at CMA.
Middle-aged white men, they tend to dominate in our industry, especially at conference tables. Again, off topic. Okay, let's run through some of those changes in terms of those executive top seats. What's going on? Who's moving where?
Yeah, there is a lot going on in air freight particularly. Again, insiders tell us that CMA CGM Air Cargo has been losing money. And we can't verify that because CMA hides its airline accounts very successfully. But that's said to be one of the reasons why it's ditched its planned 10-year deal with Air France KLM after just 1 year. But without Air France's expertise, CMA is going to need some real in-house expertise on running an airline. Now, the current CEO, Guillaume Lathalise, who's been there a year and a half, something, he seems to be remaining in place, but really he's an ocean freight guy, which was probably okay when Air France was sort of running it. But I think CMA is now seeing who it's got in-house that knows something about air freight. And of course, they do have an expert, which is Peter Pensiel, who has been running air freight at CEVA. He's ex-Qatar Airways. He's well known for being an airline man. And they've made him deputy CEO of the airline, which makes some sense. Although maybe he'll become CEO, not sure yet. But that means that his expertise is no longer at CEVA. So Joshua Bowen, who's head of ocean, has had head of air freight as well added to his title. But there's also chat that Bolloré may have enough in-house air freight expertise. So there may be some changes there if and when Bolloré is integrated. And just briefly, the other reason that CMA was thought to have ditched Air France was that it wanted to focus on America and it couldn't under regulations in partnership with Air France. So we're expecting to see it launch US operations sooner rather than later, where rates are better. But, you know, as everyone knows, the US can be full of pitfalls for Europeans. So that's one to watch.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lowstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelowstar.com. Thanks for listening.